podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. This is the IDC podcast for the week of June 25th through the 29th of 2007. Thanks to everyone who participated in the first book discussion group meeting held last week. The next book discussion group will be held on Wednesday, July 25th in the IDC. Come join HCC librarian Randy Suter to discuss the book Marley and Me, Life and Love with the World's Worst Dog by John Grogan. Blogs, wiki spaces, what are these things? If you're not really into the latest developments in computers, the internet, and what are known as Web 2.0 applications, you might be extremely confused about some of these strange-sounding topics. In this week's tips and tricks section, I thought I would try to shed some light on blogs and wikis. Blogs are a shortened version of the term web log. Blogs are websites that you can create, add main entries to, and allow visitors to add comments to your main entries. They're used to share your own thoughts on a variety of subjects and get feedback from visitors to your blog. One use of this technology would be to set up a blog for your classroom and tell students the website URL link to the blog. Then you could post entries such as assignments or a weekly topic for possible discussion, and have your students add their own sub-comments and feedback to your main entries on that topic. A very simple way to set up a blog is to go to www.edublogs.org. EDU Blogs provides all of the server space and technical know-how, and all that you have to do is go step-by-step through their process. And the best part is it's free. You will set up a username and a password that you can log in on, administer your blog, and post your own main entries. If you can use a keyboard and a mouse, you can set up a blog on your own. Since you are the administrator of the blog, you also have to serve as the moderator. This means that every time someone adds a comment to your blog, you have to okay that comment before it actually gets posted publicly to your blog. Only you can see the comments initially, and you can decide if you want the comments posted. If you click accept, then the comment or comments will show up under your own main entry. Wikis, on the other hand, are generally open spaces on the internet where users can log in and add their own main entries and pages to the website. You've probably heard of Wikipedia. It's the encyclopedia where the average computer user can edit and add their own entries on a vast number of subjects. When you create an account on EDU Blogs, you automatically get a Wikispace account. Wikispaces is a free service similar to EDU Blogs where persons working in education can set up their own Wikispace or website. Once this is done, you have the option of creating a public space where anyone can access, edit, and post pages on your space, or you can choose a private space where you, as the organizer or administrator, get to invite people to log into your wiki space. You invite people by clicking on the invite button and type the person's email address in, which sends them an invitation allowing them to create a username and a password to log into your space. If your wiki space is private, only you and the people you invite to your space can post comments or pages, edit other people's comments and pages, and use the discussion feature. For more information on Wikispaces, see www.wikispaces.com. Both of these technologies are being developed with educators in mind and can add quite a bit of interactivity and social networking capability to your classroom experience. I read recently that 75% to 90% of learning a person does is in an informal manner, such as reading something on a blog, reading an article while waiting in a doctor's office, or just chatting with their friends. Blogs and wikis are an excellent way to add informal learning opportunities to your classes. If you need assistance with adding a blog or a wiki to your classes, stop into the IDC and we can help, or you can contact us by phone or by email. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Thanks for listening. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as tips and services offered. If you have missed anything or need to read back through our podcasts, we have full transcripts up on our website, as well as an archive of past podcasts. If you have comments or questions about the podcasts or the services we offer in the IDC, feel free to contact us by phone, email, or in person. Our contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.